What's going on here? It seems like Brexit is a very big issue strategically for Europe as well as UK and therefore the world. Why aren't the markets reacting more violently?
The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico is in crisis.
The people on the island have been feeling this for quite some time. The government is behind on about $2 billion in bills it owes to contractors and suppliers.
What everyone was concerned about was that this Brexit was going to create this massive global unwind, that the global economy was going to collapse, that you'd have all these issues. And what appears like right now is that, yes, this may be a headwind, it creates instability, but that the world's not falling apart.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
It is 5:09. Good morning, everyone. And it is June 30th, 2016. Welcome to another edition of The Opening Bell. Welcome to another business day. Lots going on today as we move into full gear for the holiday weekend. This is the beginning of the busy travel time, time to get into your planes, trains, automobiles, donkeys, whatever it is that you're going to do to get out of town. Today is the start of it all. And coming up later on the show, we will talk with AAA Chicago Motor Club about just how many people are out traveling and maybe some tips to help you have a safe and sane exit, or what should we call it? Shexit or Brexit, whatever. We should come up with a good name for leaving Chicago, like Shexit. Let's call it Shexit for the 4th of July weekend. Should be pretty nice weather. And you'll have a little company, though, on the roads. We'll tell you all about that coming up. That montage that you heard there about all of the stuff going on in the world. Illinois will not be borrowing money from Puerto Rico, it turns out. They are more broke than we are, apparently. Also, the guy at the end there, the analyst, who says that, this Brexit thing is just, now that the markets are recovering, I think he's sort of the lone wolf in the pack saying that. Because every analyst, every expert says that when this really starts to unwind, and it's going to take 2 years to do that, it's going to be a mess. From everything from agriculture to science to you name it, it's going to be a mess. And so even though right now in the markets this morning, from the WGN Market Desk, your overnight intel are doing well, they're not crashing as they were earlier this year, there's a reason for that. People are buying cheap stocks, and that's what's causing the rebound. But trust me, when this really gets into the nitty-gritty, 2 years from now or a year and a half from now when they start unwinding all of this stuff, it's going to be a mess. But today, this is buyback. This is the sell-off over. This is also people trying to buy some cheap stocks. Also today, President Obama yesterday, as a matter of fact, talked a little bit about Brexit and had some advice for people trying to cope with all of this, trying to make sense of it all. The president is in Canada for the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa, and this is what he said.
Everybody should catch their breath, come up with a plan and a process that is orderly, that's transparent, that people understand.
This morning, markets again are doing better than they were earlier in the week. Dow futures and NASDAQ futures are higher this morning, only by about 0.25%, though. The Asian markets, European markets, everything has green arrows pointing up this morning, with the exception of Shanghai, which is a little bit lower. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning here on 720 WGN. Well, as we move into the summer break, there's a jobs program in Chicago. More jobs are being offered to kids this summer to keep them off the streets, because all of the studies say if you keep kids off the streets, keep them busy, you lower the crime rate, less people are getting into trouble, there's less violence. And in a city racked by gun violence, any effort that can be made to keep kids off the street is welcomed. And we want to welcome in today from Chicago company Hava Chicago is the chairman, and he also happens to run the inner city education program. Paul Mirabella is with us. Paul, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here. How are you?
We're happy to have you, and happy to hear that Havas is again keeping kids off the street. Tell us what you're doing this summer with your interns.
Absolutely. So we have a great internship program. We have some of the finest and brightest young creative minds come into our company. And we're working with a group called Off the Street Club on the west side of Chicago. It's in West Garfield Park. And it's the oldest and largest boys and girls club in the city of Chicago. It's been around since 1900. And they keep about 3,000 kids off the street every day. And it's a great program, and we're doing some things to raise some money to send some of those kids to summer camp.
Tell us what exactly you're doing. You're camping out in a lobby so that you can eventually go to the woods?
Yeah, so we have about 600 professionals at Grand and Wabash in downtown Chicago. We have a nice office there, and we have a glass-encased lobby. So what we're going to be doing there, it's one of the busiest corners in Chicago, and we're going to have our interns doing what we're calling Camp Havas, and they're going to be camping out there to raise money for Off the Street Club, and they're going to be doing things like selling lemonade and popsicles for $5 to the passersby there on the Grand and Wabash, and we're going to be doing some things like doing sing-alongs and cooking fake s'mores, and during the day they'll be there from 9 to 6, and they'll also be sleeping in the lobby where we'll be doing some things on social media to raise awareness of what's happening with Off the Street Club and what's happening in our city of Chicago to help send these kids to camp.
We're chatting with Paul Mirabella today, the CEO of Havas Worldwide Chicago.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stocks have continued their post-Brexit rebound. The Dow Jones built on Tuesday's 270-point surge with another 285-point boost yesterday, moving it back into positive territory for the year. The S&P 500 picked up another 34 points. The Nasdaq rose 87. Facebook has again tweaked the formula that it uses to decide what people will see in their news feeds. You're now more likely to see posts from friends and family and not, for example, from BuzzFeed. ExxonMobil has won an early round in its fight against regulators over whether the oil giant covered up what it knew about climate change. The U.S. Virgin Islands has dropped a subpoena for company records. Exxon denies that it suppressed findings from its own climate change research that dates back decades. And Americans are eating less breakfast cereal. General Mills is trying to adjust to changing consumer preferences, rolling out its first new cereal brand in over a decade. Kellogg is opening its own upscale cereal cafe next week in New York. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
There's a street full of trouble, raining down on me. There's a street full of trouble, raining down on me, raining down on me.
From the YouTube page of Off the Street Club in Chicago, a teaser video. Little girl there singing. We're on this morning talking about an effort to keep kids off the streets this summer. Havas Group Chicago CEO Paul Mirabella with us. Paul, this group obviously is doing a lot of good helping kids every year, every day, really. How important is it to have organizations like these?
I think it's of the utmost importance, especially in a city like Chicago. We all have to band together to help these kids, you know, see that there's a brighter future and a brighter path. And there's a variety of organizations in the city that are banding together to help do this. And, you know, Off the Street Club has been one on the west side of the city that's provided some amazing opportunities for kids in all areas of seeing a more positive future and a more positive path.
There's an interesting thing that people say, leaders say, but it is real. If you've talked to anybody who is hit by gun violence or violence, period, that every one of the kids that are kept off the streets, that's a life saved. It's not just somebody who's going to a camp or going someplace. It's a life saved.
I think that if we always have a saying that if we save one life, everything we do is worth it. And when you hear the stories of what these children deal with on a day in, day out basis, and you hear how they were, you know, path diverted to go on a more positive path, it really makes all the hard work that the folks at Off the Street Club and other organizations like Inner City Education Program and others are doing every single day to help these kids see a more positive way, that's for sure.
And it's interesting, too, because I bet you some of them have never even stepped foot in the woods, and probably some of them have not even stepped foot out of the inner city. So that's another, you know, chapter to this. It's, you know, giving them new ideas, new hope, new experiences.
That's correct. I mean, Camp Matthew is in Westmont, and it seems like it's not that far away, but it's a world away for the kids of Off the Street Club. And when you hear them tell stories about what their best memories were around, you know, cooking s'mores or telling, you know, scary stories around the campfire, you know, these are stories that we took for granted when we were kids. But to hear it be the most memorable part of what their week entailed, it's really an eye-opener for us.
This is something that your company does every year, Havas Chicago. Is it something that more corporate entities should be doing? Is there enough of this happening? And I certainly don't want you to judge others, but do we need more of this sort of social responsibility to help our communities?
I think there's never enough of that. I think Havas is part of the advertising agency community here in Chicago. And, there's a lot of other great ad agencies that have helped Off the Street Club over the past 100 years, including Leo Burnett and Kramer Krasalt and a variety of others. And together as a community, an ad agency community, we've banded together to try to help Off the Street Club. But I think it has to be core to the strategic plan of any company, to give back and also to provide to the local community, that we live in. And sometimes we don't see what's happening in our inner cities just a couple miles from where our offices are unless we see it on the news. So I do think that it should be part of any company's core plan.
Are you encouraged by the, I hate going back to this term millennials, but it seems to be that they're the topic, the group that everybody seems to be talking about demographically. Are you encouraged that they have the social conscience where they want to do these things and they don't deal with companies that have none of this?
I think that's a great point. We have, 600 people here in Chicago and our average age is around 27 and a half, 28 years old. And we're really driven in by the passion of what's happening. They're not kids, right? I mean, we think as millennials as early 20s, but they're really not. And to see their passion for the programs and how they push me and our leadership team to get more involved in the community is, gives us hope for the future and what's happening. And, and like we said earlier, I think it's critical that we all have that focus on giving back. And that millennial audience, the group is certainly leading the way on that.
I want to ask you a little bit about Havas because, as somebody who's from Chicago, I don't you have such a low profile, it seems, because, you can pick out Leo Burnett and you can pick out the others and you could, their brands and all of that. Why is it that you do have that low profile and what are some of the brands you deal with and what's your strategy?
So we're part of we're one of the largest ad agency networks in the world. We're based in Paris, 20,000 people around the world. But in Chicago, we have 600 people, and we were called Euro RSCG up until 3 years ago. We rebranded Havas, and some of the brands that we work with, and our strategy is to really reinvigorate iconic American brands with cultural relevance. That's our passion. That's why we get out of bed in the morning. And some of the brands that we work with, and you see their advertising every day, brands like AutoZone or Citibank. And even some local brands here in Chicago, like Reynolds Wrap and Hefty Bags and Craftsman, Sears and Kmart. So these are brands that we look at as iconic American brands that maybe have lost touch with millennials or maybe have lost touch with them. Maybe they're not doing enough in social media. And our passion is to really bring them back to their shine that they once had.
All right. So people who are listening who are not doing Shexit this weekend and getting out of Chicago, how can they come by? How can they take part in this event? Again, it's July 5th through July 8th?
That's correct. And during the day at Grand and Wabash in Chicago, we'll have our interns camped out in our lobby. They can come by, say hello, buy a popsicle or some lemonade, and or donate to Off the Street Club. And we'd love to see you. Love to have you there.
Paul Mirabella, thank you for being with us, the CEO of Havas Worldwide Chicago. Good luck with your fundraiser, and thank you for helping keep kids off the street.
It's our pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, it's 5:27. This is the opening bell. By the way, you can get more information about Off the Street on Twitter at OTSC. Online, you can find them at OTSC.org. And Havas Chicago, you can also find more information about that wonderful company, too, online at Havas WW Chicago.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. As we get ready for the big holiday travel weekend, I've dubbed Chexit, the exit from Chicago a la Brexit. Today is the start of that, according to the AAA Chicago Motor Club, when people get in their cars and they head off onto their holiday vacations. Hopefully it won't turn out like That famous movie scene.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
Clark, what are you doing?
We watch his program. We buy his toys, we go to his movies. He owes us. Doesn't he owe us? Huh? He owes the Griswolds, right?
Clark, you're scaring me.
Don't be scared. I just think somebody owes us an explanation, that's all.
Well, hopefully it won't turn out like Wally World. What a great scene from one of the best vacation movies ever. This holiday weekend, the 4th of July weekend, millions of people will be on the roads. And it is something that the AAA Chicago Motor Club pays very close attention to. Beth Mosier is the director of publicity for the AAA Chicago Motor Club. She's with us this morning. Beth, so tell us how the weekend is shaping up.
Yes, and we actually have 5 million more people traveling this holiday, the 4th of July holiday, as opposed to Memorial Day. It's the largest volume of travelers on record for a 4th of July weekend, with 43 million people traveling this holiday.
Is that by air, ground, sea?
That's by everywhere they can go, by air, by sea, by land. We just have a lot of travelers going somewhere this weekend.
What's fueling this?
Gas prices are fueling this. Also, the value of the dollar as compared to the euro, places in South America, also Canada. We see people traveling all over internationally because the value of the dollar right now is so strong.
The weekend is considered what, from when to when?
We measure a 5-day period. That's Thursday through Monday, July 4th.
And so your statistics show you that in Illinois, how many people specifically are traveling?
In Illinois, we're expecting to see 2.3 million people traveling this holiday weekend. Just across the border in Indiana, we're expecting to see about 1 million people traveling this holiday weekend.
How is this holiday different from the Memorial Day holiday weekend in terms of preferences and things people do?
You know, because all of the kids are off school, there's more time to take an extended trip. So we do see people traveling internationally. We do see people using this as that great summer getaway for a longer trip. So this a little bit more time, and they're going to further destinations.
And they are hitting more national parks than they would on Memorial Day?
National parks are very, very popular. I can't say if they're doing more than they did on Memorial Day, but national parks this year, partly because it's the 100th anniversary, are very, very popular. But we see national parks being popular every single year. They're such a great destination, particularly for families who want to give their kids an educational getaway.
Do you have a sense where people are going?
For 4th of July, we don't know specifically where they're going. We did a survey, though, at the beginning of the summer about summer travel in general. And we know that people internationally, places like Rome was our top destination for international travel, with London coming in second and Cancun, Mexico coming in third. And then locally here in the United States, Orlando is the top destination, followed by Seattle, of all places, and then Southern California. But Hawaii is also popular as well.
And, you know, a lot of people are flying as well. From what you're hearing, does it seem like the TSA has gotten its act together?
You know, I think that we're seeing security lines tighten up a little bit. We're not seeing those as long of lines as we did before. But I'll tell you anecdotally, I just flew this past weekend to Florida, and Midway was very, very crowded. There still are a lot of people flying no matter where you're going. So give yourself enough time if you are traveling. Give yourself enough time to get through those security lines and get through those crowded airports.
As people travel for the 4th of July, they may be going from one state to another where fireworks are legal in one state and not in the other. What advice does AAA give people about traveling, especially with fireworks?
You know the laws, no matter what they are, whether they're driving laws or fireworks laws. Know the laws before you go there. Just err on the side of caution is what we always tell people.
And this is also another reminder to have people download the apps and also be ready for roadside assistance, because there are some places where it's really hot now.
Yes. Not to mention Illinois. You know, we're expecting to come to the rescue of 370,000 people this holiday weekend, mainly because of dead batteries, overheated batteries, and then flat tires that blow out again because of that heat. So if you're going somewhere, check your tire pressure, check your battery level before you head out.
I thought of you because a friend of mine recently traveled out west, took the long way out to the Grand Canyon, and ran into a hailstorm, golf ball size, bigger than that. And he had AAA. Obviously, his windows were busted out and everything. But he said, it's again, the best money he ever bought, ever spent, was becoming a member of AAA. In that kind of scenario, what advice, especially with severe weather, do you give people?
You know, we tell people stay with your car because that's a lot of people want to go. And if their car becomes immobile, they want to go and, you know, search out help or go to the nearest gas station or what have you. Stay with your car because that's how emergency personnel, including AAA, are going to best be able to find you and help you.
So if you're caught in a bad storm like he was, is it still, even though his car was runnable, is it still a good idea to call AAA?
Absolutely. If you feel like you can no longer drive your car, or you know you need to get to a safe place, call AAA, and they're going to best be able to. Our customer service representatives are best going to be able to help you and direct you further.
Do you see, I know it's probably outside of the realm of 4th of July, but are you nervous at all about this Brexit thing and travel internationally, how that might unfold in the future?
You know, what we're seeing, we are getting some questions about that. It's still 2 years away from this fully taking place. What we're seeing now is the value of the dollar is so strong against the euro. London is such a popular destination. We expect that to continue, but we are watching how this all unfolds, certainly.
Beth Mosier, AAA Chicago Motor Club, with us to talk about the big holiday, 4th of July holiday weekend that is upon us, so whether we want to know it or not. And the big day, getaway day, is apparently today for a lot of folks. They'll be leaving today and hitting the roads. Here are, by the way, some more numbers that we've compiled for you about this, and the AAA's compiled. 84.6% of people traveling this weekend will do it by auto, 7.8% by air, 7.6% other. There's a big cruise ship there. Gas prices, here's how they go back. Let's see, 2013, the average price per gallon in 2013 was $3.48 a gallon. In 2011, it was $3.57. This year, it is $2.77 a gallon. 2008, about 37.8 million people were on the roads. This year, again, we're up to 42.9 million people on the roads for the big checks at the get-out-of-town 4th of July weekend. And people are already apparently planning to hit the road today.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
It's 5:50. Welcome back to The Opening Bell this morning on the WGN Market Desk. Dow futures up about 55 points. The NASDAQ and S&P futures a little higher as well. Let's get a look at commodities now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. It's a big day for agricultural trade because the Department of Agriculture at 11 o'clock this morning will release the quarterly grain stocks report and the planted acreage report. Back in March, farmers said they would plant 93.6 million acres of soybeans this year, and they said they would plant 82.2 million acres of corn this year. Today, we'll get those along with the grain stocks. Wheat futures fell yesterday, extending their decline under pressure from the ongoing harvest. Corn futures also dropped. And the September soft red winter wheat settled down 12¾ cents yesterday. Taking a look at livestock trade at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the live cattle futures contract moved higher for a third day in a row. help from expectations of steady or better cash prices by the end of the week. The June live cattle contract will expire today. It ended up $1.82 a hundredweight. Most actively traded August ended up $1.40 at $114.12. Lean hogs, on the other hand, moved slightly lower. The July contract ended down a nickel, and the August live hog contract ended down 65 cents. Well, U.S. farm groups have started their meeting with presidential candidates. They met yesterday with the staff of Hillary Clinton. We'll talk more about that later today. Have a good day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
All right. Thanks, Orion. You have a good day as well as we move into the holiday weekend. I'm trying to get everybody around here to say Brexit, Chexit, the exit from Chicago. Nobody's really biting on that. I've tried Mary. I've tried the producer, Ben. Ben, what do you think? The engineer, Ben? No? No, he's shaking his head. All right, well, I tried. The other important news out of this that we didn't get to talk about are some of the other safety tips that go along with travel if you're headed out of town. For kids, obviously, safety seats. But a lot of people don't really think about their pets. They just kind of put them in the back seat of the car or whatever. And one of my good friends, is at the Center for Pet Safety. If you get a chance to go to their website, Center for Pet Safety online, they started doing these crash tests with all of the devices you can buy for your dogs and pets. Most of these harnesses and other things that you put in your car are worthless. They've done these tests and they all snap. It's just amazing to see these test dummy dogs go flying through the car. So make sure you buy one of the good ones. If you're traveling with your pets, make sure they're secured, and make sure your kids are secured as well. I'd put the kids in the back seat, the pets in the front seat, in the safety seats if I were you. But that's just me. And whatever you do, have a good, safe holiday weekend, and we will obviously keep you posted in terms of weather and traffic, and Mary's going to be here all morning to update that. Mary, any chance, what do you think? Checks it? No?
I don't want to panic people.
Checks it, though.
It kind of sounds like we're panicking to get out of town.
Well, we are.
Well, if you have a vacation plan, maybe, but some of us have to work.
Ben, by the way, Ben, our engineer, just said my ear, it sounds, checks it sounds too much like Chex Mix.
Yeah, it sounds like a cereal.
All right, I'm going to give it up, but
yeah,
anyway.
Or Chex Mix.